Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Pretoria, high of 24. Emalahleni, 27. We start with the ongoing unrest in Mozambique, and the South African government has called on all parties involved to commit to an urgent dialogue. Violent protests flared up following the pronouncement on Monday by that country's highest court on the disputed election results. The court confirmed that Frelimo, in power since 1975, won the October 9 presidential election that had already triggered weeks of unrest. Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola.
South Africa is noted with concern the ongoing violence and the subsequent disruptive protests in reaction to the announcement. South Africa calls on all parties to commit to an urgent dialogue that will heal the country and set it on a new political and developmental trajectory. Furthermore, South Africa is ready to assist Mozambique in any manner to facilitate this dialogue.
Meanwhile, the Border Management Authority has confirmed that the number of trucks being processed at the Lebombo port of entry into Mozambique has slowed down. BMA Commissioner Mike Masiapato says many truck drivers fear more possible unrest in Mozambique. The commissioner says alternate routes are being assessed to mitigate cargo-targeted protest threats.
The ones that are here on the corridor are saying that they are not going to be going in. It is very much understandable because they are understanding that they might be caught up whilst they are still on the corridor or maybe at around Matola area, and therefore they might actually be the victims.
Now to KwaZulu-Natal, where the Ministry of Police and the National Commissioner of Police, Fani Masemola, will hold a crucial community meeting in KwaMusi to tackle the surge in deadly shootings tied to factional conflicts. The recent violence has claimed multiple lives. The ministry says today's meeting seeks to foster collaboration between law enforcement and residents to find lasting solutions, demonstrating commitment to public safety and restoring stability. Focus on food, health and safety compliance has shifted from local spaza shops to well-established outlets. Earlier this week, Gauteng's acting Premier Lebogang Mahile visited stores like ShopRite and Pick n Pay in Soweto to assess regulation adherence after foodborne illnesses linked to local spazas resulted in multiple deaths and hospitalizations. Mahile, alongside Gauteng health inspectors, expressed disappointment upon uncovering health violations at these major stores, including unlabeled food packaging and improper storage.
We have found expired goods in both shops. Those expired goods have been taken off the shelves. We have also found that when you go into their butcheries, they are also not cleaning as regularly as they're supposed to be.
And in international news, Greenland has stressed that it is not for sale after Donald Trump again suggested he wanted the United States to take control of the strategic island that holds major mineral and oil reserves. Trump offered to buy the vast Danish territory during his first term in office, receiving an abrupt refusal, and he revived his push last weekend when naming his ambassador to Copenhagen for his incoming administration. Greenland, the world's largest island, is an autonomous Danish territory with its own parliament, about 55,000 inhabitants, and a small pro-independence movement. Earlier in the week, Trump posted that for purposes of national security and freedom throughout the world, the United States feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers, Hoofnuus, Suid-Afrika vra vir kalmte in Mozambique.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.